Anyway, last night was a Fedorov night at Little Caesars Arena, and first class. And Fedorov, the showman he is, comes out in the Corvette. They touched all the right notes. Karen Newman's doing the anthem. They got the white skates in the warm-up. Everybody's wearing 91. 91's where it belongs. Long overdue. It's hanging in the rafters. I thought his speech was great. It had some twists and turns, and he had some fun with it. He mentioned specifically about leaving Detroit, and this is what he had to say about that. And he was super interactive. He you know, was looking over towards his wife, his kids. He said that's the only good thing that came of leaving Detroit is he met his wife, and now they have these two, as he put it, beautiful children. He's looking over at Steve Yzerman. There was a little emotional moment. He went over to Vladdy Konstantinov and shouted out the Russian Five. Vladdy was on the ice. It hit all the high notes last night. I thought it was first class.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you got to go win the hockey game.
Which they did in dramatic fashion. They could have done it a lot easier.
Up 3-0. I'm going, all right, what's going on with the Steelers Texans? And only to see
7-6.
not much you wanted to watch over there. I guess I'll go back to the hockey. And the Canes score the first of their three goals. And you go, boy, the way they play, they're going to bear down on you. Then you give them a gift, Larkin turnover, odd man rush, shorthanded goal. Raymond, little love tap. They get him for a penalty. Then Sherratt, 5-on-3. You knew they were going to score at the end of the game with 2-man advantage. It was just about, were they going to be able to get the point in overtime? And they did. And it's Andrew Kopp getting away with the cross check. No harm, no foul. Red Wings win. He had a multi-goal night. People are feeling good about this hockey team. And we've been asking you the question about your level of buy-in. 1 to 5 car flags. 248-539-9797. The other thing we want to talk about. His 91 is finally up there. Mm-hmm. Long overdue. Who's next? And maybe another layer is, which Detroit athletes are you confident will get their number retired?
Well, that's a much longer list.
So let's start with the short list first. Who's next?
So I think you would probably have to look at some Tigers.
Yeah, I think you would look to Verlander.
Verlander. Did they retire Miggy's when he retired? No. So Miggy.
Miggy will be next.
Yeah, Miggy's probably next. Verlander, whenever he hangs it up, will probably be shortly after that.
Mm-hmm. Beyond that, I think an interesting question, like the Red Wings clearly have a high bar. You could never have put Datsyuk in before Fedorov.
Right.
You just couldn't jump the line, and there clearly was a lot at play there. But Fedorov's is up there. Pavel Datsyuk's a hockey Hall of Famer. I'm not telling you he has to go up there, but I think it's a natural question. And if Zetterberg gets in the Hall of Fame, do they both go up there? So the case for Datsyuk, I mean, all the Selke Awards, multiple Stanley Cups, the case for Zetterberg, he had the one cup, but he won the Conn Smythe. He was the captain.
Yeah. I think Datsyuk is the next wing. And it's probably one of those where I would think, okay, this year is obviously Sergei.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some unwritten rule? Will they got to, you know, have a gap here? If not, he probably goes in next year because it was simply just waiting for Sergei's number to go up.
I just know they have such a high standard. Like to be a Red Wing rafter number, it's not, I was one of the all-time, like, there's a different level. They've only done it 9 times in 100 years of hockey. But those would be the next two I'd look for the Red Wings would be.
Yeah, but that was a stretch right there where there's going to be a handful. Obviously, Yzerman's is.
Yeah, they waited all of like 60 days to put Yzerman's number in the Raptors. It's been a longer wait for others. What about one that's just getting weirder and weirder? Matthew Stafford. He's going to hold all the team records if he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. How many teams have a Hall of Fame?
He currently holds the team records.
I suppose, you know, Goff plays long enough he could pass him. Yeah. But if he's 1 or 2 in all of your passing stats and he's in the Hall of Fame, isn't that a guy whose number gets retired by a franchise? It's getting weirder because if he continues to stack like playoff wins, maybe an MVP, a second Super Bowl win, he does 6 to 8 years in LA.
Yeah, accomplished much more in LA than he ever did in Detroit. And so, I would think that the Rams would be the team that would retire his number.
But some guys get retired by multiple teams. Yeah. LeBron's going to have his jersey retired by three teams.
The rarity is that it gets retired across the sport, but that's not going to be happening.
No. Have to go on quite a tear.
Yeah.
Imagine all that happens, but let's say Jared Goff wins a Super Bowl in Detroit while that happens.
It's even weirder. Right? It just adds like weird layers to this.
It would be weird, but I almost think it would shut the door on Stafford's getting his number retired.
So 12 years in Detroit, he'll spend the majority of his career playing for the Detroit Lions. And we're starting to see him solidify a Hall of Fame resume. John, what do you think? No?
I would say no.
Okay. I think it's a yes.
But he didn't win anything here.
Neither did Barry.
Yeah, but
neither did Calvin.
But Barry was, you could argue Barry's the best at that position. You can't make that argument for Matthew Stafford. And I say you could argue it because people will argue it. I think he's the best running back to ever play the game.
I do too.
There's a big difference there.
248-539-9797. Who's next? And if you have thoughts on last night's Fedorov ceremony or the Wings at large, we don't want to shortchange our first place hockey team.
Right, especially if you were there. I want to hear more about what it felt like. What was your favorite moment if you were at the LCA last night?
Yeah. Look, they brought out the trophies he won, the Hart Trophy and the Stanley Cup and the Selke and Lester B. Pearson. Like they presented this as the big deal that it is.
Mm-hmm. And as we're talking about the next jersey to be retired, we mentioned Miguel Cabrera, we mentioned Justin Verlander, Pavel Datsyuk. We've mentioned a couple other guys, but there are some guys playing right now that could be building a resume that, hey, maybe they are going to be in that next wave.
So who are guys that you feel like, and let's go to the phones because we got some good response there too, but our question, who's next? And of the guys currently playing, do you feel like there are any people who will eventually have their jerseys retired? 248-539-9797. And that's not to turn anybody away who wants to talk hockey.
Yeah.
Because I'm game. I mean, they're first place team right now playing great. If you were there last night, you want to speak to the festivities, 248-539-9797. Let's get right to the phones.
Yeah.
Let's get to Marcus. You're next up. You're in Northville. You're on 97.1.
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
Great game last night. The ceremony also from Fedorov was top-notch. Wings were all class on that. And, God, I feel like that guy could still put on a pair of skates and lace them up. Honestly, I 100% believe it. But I would have to say the next number to be retired is without a doubt Pavel Datsyuk. I mean, he's a Hockey Hall of Fame inductee in 2024. He's a two-time Stanley Cup champion. And he played, you know, four All-Star games. He's got two gold medals, which people kind of forget about with Russia. He's three-time Frank Selke Trophy, a four-time Lady Bing Award winner. Without a doubt, in my opinion, probably one of the top 10 players in Detroit Red Wings history, and without a doubt will have his name retired, I think, in shortly.
Well, he would be the 10th to get his number retired, so that would be fitting. Yeah.
100%. And then in the future, it's so tough to tell. These players have these lucrative contracts where you think, you know, they'll stay for, you know, 10 to 15 years. And today's NHL is just, it's not like that. I want to believe that it'll be Dylan Larkin someday. I mean, he's the longest running, you know, captain, I think, right now in Wings history next to, what was it, Yzerman?
Yzerman would definitely be number one. They gave it to him when he was like a teenager.
Right. So, I mean, I'd have to say Larkin if he stays. I just don't think he's
a Hockey Hall of Famer. Like, the bar is you got to be a Hockey Hall of Famer. Wow. You've already referenced it. Like, we got some text for Osgood, who isn't a Hockey Hall of Famer, separate debate, but that's part of the reason he's not up there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we can love on Dylan Larkin this year all we want, but he's not to the level of those nine guys that are up there.
Nah, he goes out and rattles off a couple Stanley Cups and wins a Conn Smythe. I mean, but that's the bar for the Red Wings.
Right.
You have to be an MVP, Sergei Fedorov. You have to be one of the 100 greatest players in the history of the sport. That's the bar for the Detroit Red Wings. It's a little different for some of the other teams. Like, I know the Pistons retired Vinnie Johnson. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we got a text that says Grant Hill should be retired. It's just teams have different standards.
Yeah, I don't see Grant Hill's jersey being retired.
248-539-9797. You guys mentioned Justin Verlander as a clear yes.
Yeah.
But there's debate about Stafford. What's the difference?
So the difference is Verlander won an MVP. We kind of went through this at the break. And I mean, what did Stafford win while he was here? We know there wasn't any playoff games.
Comeback player of the year, John.
Woo-hoo.
Made a Pro Bowl. Won a Pro Bowl MVP.
So one Pro Bowl in his time here, and you want to put his number in the rafters? I know what he's done since, but that wasn't as a Lion.
But, okay, the Stafford thing's messier and weirder, but the case would be he's going to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer who spent 12 years, the majority of his career, here. And the reason he doesn't have the playoff accolades, we've debunked that it was him. We've proven who was at fault. If the Lions don't retire his number because they didn't do enough for him, I suppose that's a choice. But it wouldn't have been because Stafford wasn't good enough. He's proven that point.
The majority of the fault lies with the organization. No question about that. But he's not harmless in it either. He had a Hall of Fame receiver, a guy whose number is retired. And he won Pro Bowl, wasn't an MVP, mm-hmm. hasn't been, but you know, it should be this year.
And if he is, it won't be in a Lion uniform.
Right. I just don't think that his career as a Lion, it was really good, but it wasn't retire your number good.
So after the first year after he won the Super Bowl, I've been totally fine with this. And I think it's because, okay, he won and, you know, it kind of just seemed a little harmless to a degree. And then he had that year where he was hurt. They didn't do well. And everybody thought it was just going off into the sunset.
Yeah.
And now he's had this revival. If he wins another Super Bowl, I would find it to be extreme. I'm finding it weird right now. But if he were to win a second Super Bowl, he actually adds to his credentials. Obviously, it's not here.
Yeah,
it's a weird feeling for me.
And it will only get weirder, to your point. If he wins a Super Bowl, wins an MVP, he's already played 5 years in L.A. Let's say he plays into his 40s. Let's say he plays a couple more seasons in L.A. It does blur the lines. And Greg brought up a great point. He says, well, and how much of this is dependent on where the Lions go from here? If Goff wins the Super Bowl, it's going to be Matthew who? What are we doing to...
Right.
Or as Matthew, a ticket texter, put it, one of these very delayed, decades later... retirements.
In 20 years, the Lions are having a 4-13 season. They're like, hey, we got to spice things up a little bit. Let's retire a number.
Sell some tickets.
Now, if the Lions win a Super Bowl, at least half the roster's jerseys will be up there.
Okay, so that's the other part. Okay. The current guys, that was our other question, John, of the current guys. It's hard because they're so young. A lot of our teams are just in the infancy stages. They haven't spent a decade here and put together a Hall of Fame resume.
I think the guys that are building the best resumes are Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell.
Yes, all pros.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those two
multiple
for the Lions.
All pros.
Yes.
Obviously more multiple, you know, Pro Bowls and the numbers. Now, the thing about Amon-Ra St. Brown is he's always going to be compared to Calvin Johnson. But then you look and you compare some of the numbers and you're like, they're
pretty
right
good
there.
In terms of catches through five seasons. And they're also locked up long term. That's the other part of this is like part of your legacy is you got to be there a long time to cement yourself. If these guys spend a decade and they're locked up to be here just about a decade, win three or four all pros, you're shaping up to be a guy that's jersey gets retired.
And Penei Sewell is shaping up to be, you know, 7 or 8 all pros. Like this wasn't even his best year and he was still all pro.
I know. Beyond the Lions, it's too early on Cade, but I think he's starting to get the ball rolling there, right?
Yes, he's got the...
He's made one All-Star game, so I want to be careful here.
The infantile stages of the resume.
Yeah. I don't think there's a current Red Wing. Cider, but it's so early. He's got to start winning some Norris trophies and deep playoffs and Stanley Cups. You can't do that yet.
No, the resume is not like it is with ASB or with Penei.
What about any Tigers? If Scuba was to sign a record deal, let's just not go there. 248-539-9797.
We know it won't be Bregman.
You don't say, John. Guys, Penei Sewell won't just have his number retired. They're going to build a statue of this guy. Great debate. Hutch, is he a future Hall of Famer? Does he take that next step, or is this just who he is? Second team all pro.
Yes, but a lot more needs to be done.